This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yet another open mic night. No. I don't know why I said that. I was thinking open... What? Open phrases that start with open, because it's yet another open window night on After Hours. And I couldn't say open bar, because that would, of course, give you the wrong idea, the really wrong idea. I do have a gigantic iced coffee next to me, but that's the only beverage I've got. So it's an open mic, but I'm the only one who gets to use it. On an open window night for After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. And it's a great night if you are a sports fan, specifically a fan of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We won't get to see every team back on the ice, and so that's a little disappointing. But here's what I love about the announcement we got from the National Hockey League on Tuesday. This proposal that we'll pick apart piece by piece, you'll hear from the commissioner, Gary Bettman. This proposal was approved by the Players Association 29-2. In other words, there was no infighting. There was no public leaking of displeasure, of frustration, of dissenting opinions. There may have been some. Maybe the teams who weren't allowed to go back or won't be allowed to go back and finish their regular seasons were upset by that. But ultimately, before anything got out, before anything was made public other than a couple of overarching details like the 24-team tournament, before we got the chance to hear all the pieces of the hockey league proposal, the union voted and approved it 29-2. I don't know who the other two teams are, but I know that's really impressive in the climate in which we live in 2020. So before we even talk about the pieces of the proposal, I want to say how much I appreciate the work that was done behind the scenes by Commissioner Gary Bettman, who takes a lot of flack, let's be honest. What commissioner doesn't take a lot of flack? But Commissioner Gary Bettman and his staff deserve a ton of credit for their organized, efficient, smart approach to bringing hockey back. We are going to get a Stanley Cup postseason. Boom! How great is that news? I aim to start every show with something funny or interesting or good news that will make you smile. No problems giving you good news to start this hump show edition of After Hours. We will have Lord Stanley's Cup awarded in 2020. Now the format is different. I can't wait to hear what you think. Guess what else? I got to use my favorite playoff hashtag because it's the cup. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, what do you think of hockey's return to play blueprint? If you haven't seen it or heard it yet, heard the pieces of it, we're about to go over it. And you're going to hear from the commissioner himself. But on Twitter or Facebook, if you've already seen it or as I go through it, Let me know your reaction. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. It was middle of the afternoon in my neighborhood, closer to lunchtime in the West Coast, or the Pacific time zone, I should say, along with Alaska and Hawaii. But it was really good to see Gary Bettman's mug on TV. And all of a sudden, this is kind of fun, actually. It doesn't happen very often, though I suppose if it does happen, this is the time of the year when you would see it. But all of a sudden, Gary Bettman, the NHL, the Stanley Cup postseason were all trending and blowing up on Twitter.
Let me assure you that the reason we are doing this is because our fans are telling us in overwhelming numbers that they want us to complete the season, if at all possible. And our players and our teams are clear that they want to play and bring the season to its rightful conclusion.
Yes, the fans want to play. Well, the fans would love to play. The fans want to see you play. The fans want to see you crown a champion. The fans want to see it have some type of closure on the ice. And it's great to know that the players feel the same way. Now, the NBA hasn't quite revealed its final plan, its final concept. Though, as we know, they're targeting June 1st for unveiling their safety protocols, the various procedures that teams and athletes will have to go through to be able to play. They've also talked about scrapping the rest of the regular season, though they're not sure about it yet. We're starting to hear from some NBA players who said, if we don't have a chance to make the postseason, then I'm not coming back to finish up a regular season. So essentially a couple weeks of games that would get us nowhere. And so they're still working on their plan. In the case of the NHL, while we don't have any dates yet, so we don't have any firm dates yet, we do have the concepts, and we do have pretty much what we've got for the rest of American society, which is stages of reopening, so to speak, stages and checkpoints that hockey has to pass to be able to get back on the ice.
We are currently in phase one of our pause, during which clubs have been instructed to self-isolate as much as possible and have done so. In early June, we expect to be able to enter phase two, during which clubs can return to their individual practice facilities for voluntary small group on and off ice training.
Commissioner Gary Bettman making these announcements, and he was all over the place, NHL Network, NBC Sports Network. And as I say, instantly the video was posted all over social media as well, which was pretty cool. I mean, the NHL, I don't know that the timing is all that important, but it beat the NBA to it, got its plan out there. And it's not as though it's one plan among, say, a dozen different ideas, like what we saw with Major League Baseball. Now, baseball operates a little differently. Along the way, over the course of the last couple months, baseball has leaked their concepts. And in some cases, the commissioner has just flat out shared some of the working concepts that they've been trying to decide are the right fit or the wrong fit. Well, in the case of the NHL, they've kept all of their ideas pretty close to the vest. We talked with Dan Rusinowski of the San Jose Sharks last week, and he said this is really Gary Bettman's style. He likes to have all his ducks in a row. Ducks on the pond. He likes to have all his... I know I'm the only one who thinks I'm funny. He likes to have all of his ducks in a row before he starts speaking, before he puts something out there. And you gotta admit, this is extremely organized. And other than the dates, they are set on what this 24-team playoff will look like. The return to play plan from the NHL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. For those of you who've been jonesing for some Stanley Cup postseason, we're going to have two different hub sites. We don't know exactly where those will be yet, but different from the NBA that has decided effectively they're going to go with one site where all of their teams will be using the arenas, all of their teams will be clustered in the same area so that they're not traveling. The NHL is using two hub cities, and so they'll have players and staff and anybody else that they need to finish up the season and the playoffs. They'd all be housed in these areas. It's kind of interesting to see now, and you know, you can read the various reports and the various stories, to see now how this particular plan evolved. Originally, the league was looking at four different hub sites, so four different pods. But they decided that it would be better with the conference format, and they are narrowed down to two. Here are the cities that are still being considered. This is according to Commissioner Gary Bettman. Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Vancouver. Again, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Vancouver. And they will choose two of those. And the two hubs that are selected have to have secure arenas, plenty of hotels. They've got to have practice facilities, obviously. And while we haven't seen the specific protocols that they will put in place, we know that they're counting on the testing being available and the health and medical checks, the wellness checks, would also be a daily part of getting these games on and off the ice. Because of the restrictions right now, and it's different depending on where you're coming from in the world. We know some professional athletes have left the United States and have gone back to Europe. We know that there are teams in Canada. And so you have, at the very least, two nations that'll have to collaborate. But we're talking about other athletes that have to come back from overseas. Right now, though, the Canadian government has a mandatory 14-day quarantine around travel. And so because of that, the NHL may have to pick two United States sites, right? So they are considering Toronto, Vancouver, Edmonton. But if there would be any type of back and forth, if there'd be any type of travel between the two sites, well, then using a city in Canada would be difficult. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Although I suppose they could use two cities in Canada. So there are multiple cities in Canada being considered. So I guess they could use two Canadian cities instead of two U.S. cities. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how the teams in the U.S. would feel about that, the franchises. But I guess there's always that possibility, if we're being honest. Would you like to hear the details of the tournament? It took me a minute to kind of chew over it. So as I was listening to the commissioner share the details, I was kind of like, I need to see this. Like, conceptually, I need to see this on paper, not just hear him talk about it. But once I kind of wrote it down and read a little more about it, It seems really interesting. It's not something we'll get annually, but if you're looking for fans to be excited and you want to grab them right off the top, almost as a, hey, we have to make up for not finishing the regular season. We've got to, you know, do it equitably. We've got to make sure that it's fair, that it's a level playing field. This seems like a plan that should appeal to not just those inside the hockey community, but fans as well.
When the given go-ahead from the medical experts and the relevant government authorities is given, 24 of our 31 teams will resume play, the top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
A 24-team tournament. The top four teams in each conference, which right now are ranked based on their points percentage. Okay, so the standings are kept throughout the regular season, and they're not going to get all crazy and creative when it comes to the top four teams in each conference. No, they're going to rank them based on where they are right now. So in the East, this is Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington, Philadelphia. So those four teams would play in a round robin tournament to determine their seeding in the first round. And this is just a weird quirk, but it's worth noting that they will use regular season overtime and shootout rules. So essentially, these four teams in the East and the four teams in the West, St. Louis, Colorado, Las Vegas, Dallas, they're already into the playoffs. Okay, we know we're going to see them when it gets to the Stanley Cup postseason. What we don't know is their seeding because they didn't finish the regular season. So this is kind of the de facto finish to the regular season. They're going to play these round robin tournaments. It's kind of like when you were in AAU ball or you played in, I don't know, like a town league, or you played in tournaments of a particular sport during the summertime, and you would show up at one site and you would just play a massive number of games over the course of a weekend. And you would, sometimes you would play the team, you know, opponents more than once. And essentially you would just keep doing this round robin and you would keep track of how many wins you had, yada, yada, yada. So these eight teams will already be assured of the playoffs. But they've got to finish out their regular season, quote unquote, in a unique round robin format so that they can determine who has what seeds in the first round of the playoffs. And so they're going to go ahead and use regular season overtime and shootout rules. And they'll accumulate points as they go through this round robin. And then they've got tiebreakers, which I don't need to describe to you. Now, the other 16 teams we'll go ahead and play best of five series. These are called play-in series. So they're not automatically into the postseason. They've got to work their way in. But how about that? We get an extra round, so to speak. Extra drama. Again, this is filling the void left by the end of the regular season being cut off. So essentially what Gary Bettman said on Tuesday is the regular season's done. But these play-in tournaments and these round robins at least get us to the point where the teams have the chance to compete for something. All right, so they have a shot. So the remaining 16 teams will be divided by conference, and they'll play best of five series. And the winners of those eight series will then move on to the traditional Stanley Cup playoff bracket. Like I said, it's a little convoluted until you look at it a little bit, and maybe even you've seen diagrams. I've seen some diagrams out there on the interwebs. But congratulations to Gary Bettman and the NHLPA. 29-2 the vote. And we'll give you some more details, but I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Round robins among the best teams in each conference. Play-in series to determine who else gets to move on to the Stanley Cup postseason. Two hub cities. And again, they're still working out the logistics there. No real dates yet, but they're hoping for the end of June, at least, to be able to get the players back in their markets so they can start gearing up. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we get through this hour, we'll definitely have to compare what the NHL is doing with what Major League Baseball is not doing and where the two sports are. Even though baseball theoretically would be returning earlier than the NHL. Oy, it's a mess. It gets messier by the day. As part of our hump show, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So we've got a spot up on Twitter. We've also got a spot up on our Facebook page. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talking this over with you. Whether you're a hardcore hockey fan or not, it doesn't matter because the playoffs suck people in. But also, there's a plan. You got to have a plan, Stan, before you can go anywhere. And we've got ourselves a freaking plan. Woo! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date. Each will have secure arenas, practice facilities, hotels, and local transportation for our players, coaches, and essential staff.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Congratulations to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and his front office, as well as the teams that approved this return to play plan. It's a bit of a mouthful, but would you believe hashtag return to play is trending on Twitter? So the NHL has adopted this 24-team tournament format, essentially ending the regular season, but still giving teams out there who have a shot at the playoffs the opportunity to secure their position in the bracket. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we got a couple of things going on with our social media. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Just look for the bright orange box. It's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on my Twitter, and then our Facebook page as well. And we're asking you what you think about the NHL's setup for the Stanley Cup postseason and this plan to crown a champion in 2020. We don't know the dates yet, but we do have some other numbers that I find fascinating. Oh, one of those is our phone number. This is so fascinating. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. According to the reports out there, and these are kind of based on surveying different teams and different athletes, but roughly 17% of NHL players are not on the North American continent right now. So there's a bit of a logistical, I won't call it a nightmare, but a logistical headache. Not only do these athletes have to get back to the United States, but there are likely to be required quarantines. And so they have to get them back to the United States in a way that they have plenty of time for them to spend 2 weeks in quarantine, but not just the time. How about the place? So the NHL has to designate these hub cities, get these guys back on U.S. soil, and then make sure that they are in a secure location. It sounds like I'm talking about the FBI or the CIA. Make sure they're in a secure location so that they can quarantine. So it doesn't help them to quarantine in a place that hasn't been cleaned and set aside, preserved for these guys to get ready. And so the hub city piece of this is really important as the athletes start to come back. An estimated 17% of NHL players are not in the U.S. or Canada. So many of them have gone back to Europe. Phase two of the league's plan. So we heard Gary Bettman talk about phase one. Phase two of the plan does, in fact, require a quarantine. They don't want athletes training, especially if they travel with a commercial flight. Okay, so it's one thing to travel by private jet, which is how the PGA Tour is going to get its athletes from site to site. They're actually going to travel by private jets if they feel like they can control that atmosphere a little bit better. But if a guy flies on a commercial flight, well, then, again, you're running into that quarantine requirement. Phase three is the opening of training camps no earlier than July 1st. So we don't know when hockey will resume, but we know that they will not get back to training camps earlier than the 1st of July. So we're still over a month out, but you got to have a plan, Stan, and they absolutely do have a plan. The hub city concept is going to be really important. We'll find out about that sooner rather than later. But when you consider the teams that will have the chance to play in, okay, so we're not talking about the top eight. Boston, Washington, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Colorado, Las Vegas, Dallas, already in. But here are the matchups, and then we'll get to our update at the bottom of the hour. Here are the matchups based on the format that Gary Bettman has revealed. In the East, I got to keep clarifying because it's different. It's not what we're used to. These teams are not already into the playoffs, but they have the chance to play in. Pittsburgh against Montreal in a 5-game play-in series. And these are using overtime rules from the postseason, so sudden death. Okay, so I told you that the top four will play in round robins in each conference, and they're actually going to use regular season overtime and shootouts. But these play-in series, these best-of-five series, will use sudden death overtime. Boom! Give me more, baby! So here's what the matchups look like.
Yeah!
Thank you, Alex Ovechkin! I'm glad you're on board, too. I'm not the only one who's whooping and hollering. Pittsburgh versus Montreal. Carolina versus the New York Rangers. The New York Islanders against Florida. And then Toronto against Columbus. So you think about it, depending on the hub cities they pick, some of these teams, I know there won't be fans there, but some of these teams will be in familiar confines. They'll be home, which is a huge advantage. I don't think they'll be allowed to stay at their actual homes, but it's their digs. It's their places, their arenas. So two of these teams are going to have this incredible opportunity to do this at home. All right, then in the West, Edmonton versus Chicago, Nashville versus Arizona, Vancouver versus Minnesota, Calgary against Winnipeg. It's not the norm. We may never see anything like this ever again. I hope that we don't, let's be honest. But I like it. It's dramatic. It could be really entertaining. It seems like they've done the best they possibly can to come up with a plan that will keep them all together to limit travel in two different places and to make it easier for them to test for COVID-19, but then also test for the various triggers daily, temperature checks and other things to make sure that they control the environment as much as possible. So what do you think? 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. And it's sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Of course, we have Twitter. We have Facebook. Major League Baseball looks even worse after this announcement by Gary Bettman and this return to play plan that they've carefully crafted. Before we get to the update, just want to mention, for those of you who love NASCAR, or maybe you're tuning in for the first time because it's live competition, I had a chance to catch up with Kurt Busch, veteran driver, just a few hours ago, and he was extremely generous with his time. He was thoughtful with his answers. I asked him what this process has been like, and a bunch of other stuff that we talked about, as NASCAR is one of those first sports to jump back in. And it is a team sport. They got a lot of people on pit road that they're trying to keep separate. They're wearing masks. They're running without fans. So really cool to talk to Kurt, and you'll hear that conversation coming up next hour. Bob Uessler joining us from his super secret home base. Bob, are you a big hockey fan?
I like hockey. I've always contended, Amy, that you're either like all in on basketball in the winter or all in on hockey. So basketball for me is first, mm-hmm. but I like hockey. I really do.
What do you think of this play-in concept to secure the rest of the Stanley Cup playoff bracket?
I'm on board with you. I actually just the only thing about it is that I hope it doesn't turn into a tease. I wish we were talking about it in terms of we can start it next week. But I think the NHL has done a nice job here getting this first important step out of the way. At least there's a foundation. Now you try to build on that.
Right.
But from the sounds of things, there's still a lot that needs to be done. And it is certainly, as you've already pointed out, in stark contrast to baseball, which just continues to fall all over itself here.
Oh yeah, it's just such a mess. It's like everything that comes out makes fans, I think some fans think, you know what, it's not even worth it. This is not even worth it. We don't want you back if you don't want to come back, you know, that kind of a thing.
It really is so true. So many, you just talk to even casual fans and their attitude is, are you kidding? Listen, I don't care. And that's the worst thing you want. You don't
yes.
You don't want apathy. You don't want that I couldn't care less what they do attitude. You want them feeling like we do right now about hockey. But, again, they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, it's a mess. All right, well, it's good to have you with us as always. And for those of you who are listening, we'll get right back to it. We'll get to your reaction. It's good to hear reaction to an actual plan. Woo!
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
My order expressly makes it possible for the professional sports teams which train or play in New Jersey to return to training camps or even competitions if their leagues move in that direction. We have been in constant discussions with these teams about the protocols they will have in place to protect the health and safety of the players, coaches, and team personnel.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yet another governor from another state saying, ooh, 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 we will take your tired, your poor, your hungry, your huddled masses. As long as you play sports, we want you here, this time in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy. And so following suit with the governors of Florida and Arizona, and then Texas and California and New York. And I'm telling you, it's not just for the entertainment value. It's for the economics of it all. These states do not want to lose their pro sports teams and pro sports business, even if it's coming back to play with no fans, which initially it looks like it will be for all the sports. Maybe the NFL, by the time we get to September, will have a limited fans. We're not there yet. We don't know. But initially, right now, these states don't want their teams to go somewhere else, because even if they're playing without fans, even if they're just initially practicing and going through kind of a pseudo training camp, they have to stay in hotels. They're likely going to patron the restaurants with takeout and delivery. You're going to have them using the grocery stores, maybe not the players themselves, but team personnel going to the grocery stores, using the drug stores and convenience stores. So any little business that these teams generate, it's good for the economy. So that's why all of these governors are standing up and saying, hey, yoo-hoo, don't forget about us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's our hump show, middle show of the work week, and I'm jazzed up. I'm really excited. Not only am I thrilled for you to hear my conversation with veteran NASCAR driver Kurt Busch, who I talked to a couple of hours ago, and we'll let you hear that starting at the top of next hour, but also I'm thrilled that the NHL has unveiled this return to play plan. It's very organized. To me, it speaks of hours of collaboration and communication, probably brainstorming, throwing out ideas that ultimately were discarded. But they came to this cool blueprint. It's unique. It's creative. It's unprecedented. We may never see anything like this again, and yet it'll be a novelty. And I think similar to what we've seen with NASCAR, what we'll see with golf when golf returns. I mean, it's not fair to compare what we saw with Peyton and Brady and Phil and Tiger, because that's such an aberration. But we will see more people tune in to watch a PGA Tour event because people want live competition. They're missing live competition. This is a huge opportunity for the NHL to steer the conversation, to get out in front of it, and right now in this void to let everybody know we're coming back and we're coming back strong. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. And then you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. A lot of you weighing in already. You don't have to be a hockey fan to love the Stanley Cup postseason or to get sucked in by the Stanley Cup postseason. And then there's baseball. Oh, my goodness. As I was talking about with Bob Uecker, our anchor, at the bottom of the hour, it seems like every day that goes by, this becomes a bigger mess. Whether you believe the leaks, and I would say, of course, take everything with a grain of salt, because there have been some leaks out there from the baseball side that turned out to be more about PR and trying to get fans on the side of the teams and against the players. But now it's become an all-out fight. According to different reports that were surfacing on Tuesday, there's a new economic proposal out there. So we spent all this time over the last couple of weeks going over this 50-50 split. And just to backpedal so you know where we are, the players already agreed to prorated salaries. Okay, so they're not getting paid for 162 games. They're getting paid for the number of games they play. But now baseball owners are saying, we can't even afford to pay you that much money because we're going to have our revenue slashed nearly in half by playing without fans. So we had talked about this 50-50 revenue split that was supposedly proposed by the owners. Blake Snell comes out, makes fun of it. I'm risking my life. But other players too. This is too much like a salary cap. We're not doing that. We've already agreed to take, not pay cuts. You can't call it a pay cut. We've already agreed to prorated salaries. Do you know that baseball never even proposed that plan to the union? Instead, the economic proposal that they proposed, that sounds funny, the economic proposal that they presented to the Players Association is something completely different. So here's what we've heard, again, by various reports out there. So, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. It's a salary structure in which the highest paid players would take a larger pay cut. The lowest paid players would receive, if not their entire salaries, then most of their salaries. Now, as you can imagine, the players don't like it. Duh. Who does like it? I feel like shaking some of these players, not literally, figuratively, at least yelling at them. Yo! Many of us in the United States of America, I don't know about Canada, I can't speak for Canada, but many of us in the U.S. have had to take pay cuts based on a plan exactly like this. When my company came to me and said, and it wasn't just me, but when my company came to us and said, hey, we need you to take pay cuts, you know what they did? They put together a structure, a step, like various steps based on how much money you make. So if you were in this window, I'll just use an arbitrary number, $50,000 or less annually, you didn't take a pay cut. If you were between $50,000 and $100,000, maybe you take a 5% pay cut. And I'm just using arbitrary numbers. I don't even remember what they were now. You're at $100,000 to say $200,000. You take a 10% pay cut. There's steps that I would assume many companies around the country have proposed to their employees. Now, they're still looking at a potential 82-game schedule, They're still hoping to start in early July after 3 weeks of spring training, but who knows if they even get there. David Sampson, of course, CBS Sports HQ, longtime Miami Marlins president. Here's his reaction.
This is the owners attempting to do what's going on between every employer and every employee in all businesses. The people who make the most money get the biggest dollar cut, notional value, because that is where you actually get savings as an employer. What baseball is trying to do here is explain to the players the economic realities. However cynical and however much distrust that exists between the union and ownership, the reality is that the numbers are what they are. So this is the type of compromise that does not come with a salary cap, doesn't come with a salary floor, but it definitely takes into account that savings must be shared between owners and players.
David Sampson, longtime Miami Marlins president, frequent guest here on CBS Sports Radio, and you also catch him on CBS Sports HQ. Now, according to the reports out there, the players are expected to reject this plan. They don't like it. Shocker. You know what isn't a shock? No one likes a pay cut. Duh. None of us like pay cuts. I didn't like taking a pay cut. No one likes to take a pay cut, but you know what's worse? Not playing at all, or in my case, not working at all. But the players are expected to reject this plan and come up with their own counterproposal, in which they would like a longer season, I guess, theoretically, then they would be paid more or paid closer to their actual salaries. But they're already past the point at which they could get anywhere near three quarters of their games in. We're down to a space where roughly half of the games will be possible if they can get their acts together. And they need those 3 weeks to get ready to play baseball games that count. Right now, the proposal calls for the regular season that would still finish in late September going into the month of October before they would have their traditional postseason. Who knows if they can extend that? But if they're playing in home stadiums, they have to be careful in terms of weather, yada, yada, yada. Right now, they can't even agree on the money and the salary structure. So they're not really getting much farther past that. It's a mess. And contrast it with the NHL, and baseball looks even dumber, to use a technical term. What do you think? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything as well. We'll do that a little bit later on in the show. Straight ahead, my conversation with veteran NASCAR driver Kurt Busch as they're back to racing in these unprecedented 2 weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.